Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And this week we're at Berserk, Volume 13, Spooky.
Spooky.
Before that, though, we have Shonen Jump. What did you think of Shonen Jump, Kevin? I think I read this 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm. I liked it for the most part. Even most of the stuff that, like, I didn't particularly like wasn't bad. It was more on the end of, that was okay, or I didn't particularly like that, but that wasn't like a, ugh, I'm done with this.
Yeah, kind of big with us being at 21 series until Hunter Hunter
disappears.
I was trying to come up with something funnier than that, but I'm very tired right now, so.
Hunter Hunter activates its Zetsu?
I was going to say goes to heaven, ascends. Gets raptured. That's what I want.
There you go.
Shall we start with Kagurabachi, Chapter 53, Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
This chapter's fine. I shouldn't say it's fine. I actually was really impressed by some of the art in this chapter.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I liked that. I kind of like the bad guy putting him in the traditional hero dilemma that they tend to put them in, where it's like, well, you can defeat me if you beat up these innocent civilians. Or, you know, murder, like, oh, if you just start slashing randomly, you'll be able to find me, but you won't be able to find me unless you hurt people so that I can prove you're just like me. And so he's like, all right, you got to make your choice. And he makes the third choice of just doing nothing and then coming out covered in blood and stabbing the guy through the chest. I liked it.
I thought that was a little rope, but like I said, I was really impressed by some of the art this week that happened in the fight. It's a lot of very difficult to understand what's going on, but the action is very clear,
yes,
which is very, very difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sort of stuff that made me think that this artist really had something special, and I think it is the reason that Kagurabachi got so popular, is stuff like this, but it really stood out this week. Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
Next, we have One Piece Chapter 1129. Live Dolls. What did you think of One Piece this week, Kevin?
I liked it. Again, having a fun time with they're all the live dolls for this dude, and I kind of like that his backstory is that he's like, I don't want to follow Luffy, but my captain is following Luffy, so instead I'll capture him and make Luffy follow me. Ha ha! But the whole time Luffy's just been not giving a shit and still continues to not give a shit about this giant.
He gives a little bit of a shit because he's like, oh man, he spent so long on this Lego City, we can't wreck it. But we do need to leave, so.
So I guess we'll break the mirrors. But yeah, I liked that. You know, I liked the, you'll never be able to escape this net. And Zoro's just like, nah.
I have swords. They can cut through nets.
Yes. It was very funny. Like, he cut through the net. They were like, ah, well, you know, they'll have to deal with the bunny. Oh, the bunny's dead already. What? Like, yeah, they already beat all the monsters, bro.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. I had fun with this chapter of One Piece. Nami gets a big moment, which is cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't get that very often, so. Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
That'll take us to Hunter x Hunter Chapter 402, Letter, which I thought was, I think my impression of this chapter of Hunter x Hunter was more like your impression of last week's chapter of, man, there's a lot of text in this chapter and not a whole lot going on.
Yes, but I had more fun with it than I did last week.
Not interesting.
Yep. I thought it was kind of cool with the intrigue with Melody, and then I was remembering the whole, like, oh yeah, the one guy in the business suit is actually in love with Melody because of her playing, which has always been a thing with her because she doesn't look attractive, but he's got that thing going for her, and then they have this whole interplay with all the princes, and they're like, shit, we need to find some way to get the princes that don't want to participate in this ascension trial to leave. Because, like, I'm trying to protect this prince, and they clearly don't want to be king, but they're stuck here until they die.
Yeah, I don't know. I did like the intrigue. I like the reminder of this prince whose sister died, and that whole subplot. There's just a lot going on in Hunter x Hunter.
There is.
And it's really hard to follow when you only get 10 chapters every 2 years.
Yes, that is true. But like I said, I was actually really enjoying this. I don't know. I got into it. I liked the intrigue with the, oh, we'll send the letters to everybody, and we'll, like, oh yeah, we'll use the letters to stir the pot with everybody. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And finding out about the, you know, his Nenbis probably does this, and we have the one, I think it's the fourth prince, is the guy who's the crazy super genius who's, like, learning how to do
everything.
Everything extremely quickly, where even his bodyguard is like, dude, I knew how to use Zetsu from birth, and I can still barely do this. And this guy learned this shit 2 days ago.
He's like a shonen protagonist, but in Hunter x Hunter, where even they learn so slowly that it takes 400 chapters, and then they just get kicked out of the manga forever.
I really hope Gon shows up at some point.
I really don't think he's gonna.
I don't think he's going to either, and I'll just be very confused.
I think he got tired of Gon and exiled him to No More Protagonist Island.
Maybe it's the reason he got tired of Gon is because Gon doesn't talk much and has to do a bunch of action, and he's like, well, I can't draw action shots anymore, or like I have to be very sparing with my action shots, so instead we're going to go on this political intrigue thing where we just get to write a bunch and have a bunch of fun.
I'm gonna write Shonen Agatha Christie. I'm gonna do it as slow as humanly possible.
And so Gon has to go away because Gon will just punch everything, and that doesn't solve... I mean, that solves his problems, but that doesn't solve my problem.
Killua could be here, but he won't be.
Because he's off hanging out with his sister and Gon.
Because Killua would be the murderer if he was here.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say about Hunter x Hunter?
Nope.
Next we have Undead Unluck number 226, Apocalypse, which I kind of like the idea of, but...
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Love the chapter.
Yeah.
Like, Apocalypse has always kind of been their frenemy, and I've enjoyed that dynamic, but I don't really think they earned this kind of face turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think they earned it being this dramatic a moment, I guess. I would have been fine if he just kind of showed up and helped a little bit, but...
Yeah, the him crying in her arms thing is a bit much.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about it? Because that's kind of all there is to it.
Nope.
Next, we have Blue Box number 168, This Is Who I Am, which I have a lot of notes about, but I don't know that I have much to say about. I thought it was pretty good.
I really liked it. I really liked all the boys cock-blocking Tayo the whole time.
I don't know. After the drama of the last chapter, this one was... I didn't enjoy as much. That was a little funny, and like, fair. The dilemma at the end is fun. I do like the bits in basketball, and though like they lost the will to fight joke is very funny, but...
Yes, I do like the girls showing up, you know, because all the boys are like, you don't deserve her, and the girls show up and they're like, what are you talking about? She's the one that's head over heels for him? Like, and just like... This would be the cartoon where they've got their hearts and they're just being stabbed by the speech bubbles of what the girls are saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all pretty funny, but I didn't think it was nearly as strong as, like I said, the last couple of chapters.
Fair. I was still having a really good time, and I like the now he's locked in the closet. Or the shed, sorry.
That he keeps getting locked into.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his weakness, sheds. Strengths, badminton, weakness, sheds.
It would be very funny if it's they lock him in the shed and then he just like comes out a second later. He's like, yeah, you guys have locked me in the shed so many times that I put a spare key in here so I could get out.
Next up, we have Mission Yosakura Family, Mission 246, Commencing the Mission, which you gave me a shrug just now. And that's how I feel about too. They start the mission they've been starting for like four chapters.
Yep.
There's some logistic stuff going on, like Kirichiro going up into the ship is kind of interesting. As a setup thing, but that's kind of all that this chapter has going for it. It's just very much, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, which like, is what the last couple have been. But now we're actually starting. But it's been so slow that this one feels...
This one doesn't hit quite right because we've had three other chapters of the mission is a go. Like
exactly.
Okay.
If it had been this right after Tayo's body got stolen, I think I would have been much happier with this chapter.
Yes.
But it wasn't. So I'm not. Next up, we have Akana Banashi Story 130. It's All a Mess. What did you think of Akana Banashi, Kevin?
I really liked it. The turn is very interesting.
I liked it, too. I found the turn to be kind of too dramatic, because I figured out what was going to happen, I think, the moment that I saw he was in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, he could have just been visiting his friends, because they were friends and they went to the same school. But as soon as he's like, oh, I'm abolishing your school and I will be your new guardian. You don't get to have a parent anymore. I am your parent. She's like, but I'm 20. I am your parent.
Yeah.
I think it's a little overly dramatic, but it is an interesting direction.
I'm wondering if that's actually the direction they'll go, though.
I think it is. I think we're going to get a very Whiplash-esque bit of the series.
I mean, it's possible, but I could also see, like, I'm abolishing your school under... What grounds. Like,
he's the king of Rakugo, I think.
Yeah, but like he's the head of his own school. Like, you don't get to, you know, it's just like, it's not like he died. The guy's right here. He might, like, it's like he hasn't even recovered yet, bro. You don't get to show up and be like, I'm breaking your school down.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kevin, he is the villain in an 80s movie, so he can do that.
We'll see, though. That's my thought, is that, you know, he's going to pull this shit, and then, like, somebody else is going to come up and go, like, no.
I think my problem with it is, like, they're all adults, right?
Yep.
Like, it seems like Akane could just be like, no, or, like, she should be more excited for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Potentially. I just, like I said, it was overly dramatic to me for all the reasons you're talking about.
Yes. Well, and I think that's going to, like, I'm hoping we're going to have some whiplash of, like, he's super overly dramatic, and then someone else comes in and is like, no.
I mean, I don't think it'll be no. It might be someone else comes in and is like, yeah, he's power attorney, or the guy will wake up and he's like, yeah, I told him to do that before.
That would be interesting.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, that would be interesting if he did that. But I also like the idea of him waking up and being like, calm down, dude.
Last but not least, we have Sakamoto Days, Days 185, Hunter. What did you think of Sakamoto Days, Kevin?
I kind of like this new character. I like the, all right, we've got a bow guy now, and like, it actually sort of makes sense that he's got a bow with a ridiculous draw strength, but him talking about the fact that one of the things that arrows have over bullets is a much higher mass.
Yeah, I like a lot of the art in this chapter. I like the way his fighting style is drawn.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very odd to introduce this character now and also to introduce him with the gun guy right next to him. Maybe they will make something of that.
Possibly.
I don't think it's terrible, but I just found that very interesting. It really strikes me that, like, oh man, I think this story's kind of boring. Time to introduce a cool new guy into it and devote an entire chapter to him.
Fair.
And also, this floor is ridiculous.
Like, it
that's
is, yes.
That's by design and intentional. That's not a complaint, but we did just kind of gloss over the, like, okay, this is the second floor of the prison. This is the purge floor where all the prisoners are just in charge and hanging out with the guards, and they made it a cool maze with all sorts of themed rooms.
Yeah, it's the Maze Runner floor. And they're like, yep. That just kind of happened. Like, okay. I guess that sort of makes sense if you're on the second, like, you can't leave without going upstairs. So as long as you don't leave, whatever.
Yeah, but it's very odd. It's very screwball. Like I said, that's intentional. It's not a complaint on my part. I do like that we've seen the third floor and it just appears to be like a normal white collar prison.
Yep.
So I do like that it's like normal prison, crazy shonen manga prison,
normal prison.
If you go beyond crazy shonen manga and just want to be normal again, then you get.
Yeah, so when you first get arrested, you get put into the normal prison and you hate it. So then you get kicked down and you're like, all right, I'm going to do the crazy shonen prison. But then when you get out of there, you realize, no, wait, I want to go back to it being normal.
Anything else you want to say about Sakamoto Days?
Nope.
That'll take us in the jump card then. Jump Card is a segment where we rank everything in Shonen Jump from our least favorite on up. 21 this week. What do you have at number 21, Kevin?
That's where I have Mean Robico. I think it's just because it was so Robico-centric and like the joke got very old very quickly about the hot boys next door that may or may not exist anymore. Like,
it was weird that Bondo's not in it till the end, and it's very Robico-centric. The joke about dunks got me, and I don't know why, and so it went above other stuff I didn't like, but I totally agree with you. I found it to be a huge slog. I didn't enjoy reading it.
And then, like, the ending was, like, there was a couple endings this week where I was just kind of like, wait, what? Like, it was the comedy ones, and I was like, so it didn't end with the joke of, oh, this is actually going to be, like, the new status quo. But it also didn't end with, like, oh, it was all a fever dream or whatever. Like, this one was like,
these characters will just show up again at some point.
Probably, but It just ended very oddly.
I have Astro Royale at 21.
Fair.
I mean, I get what's going on, but all this stuff was uninteresting. These new villains kind of do nothing to me. The way they get out of the situation is as lame as the way they got into it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't enjoy it at any point.
That's fair.
What do you have at 20?
20 is where I have Super Psychic Policeman JoJo. That was another one with the ending where I was just kind of like, but the whole time he started off having a vision of knowing that all of the girls would look down on him and they were like, your fate is sealed. But then he like final destinations it to the perv kid to get everything bad happened to him that happened to the girls. So his fate wasn't sealed at all. And I'm like, this didn't land correctly. Like, I think I know what you were trying to do, but like, you know, if you were going for the, you can't escape your fate. He did.
Yeah, I have me and Rebecca here at 20. I do kind of agree with you. It was just that joke about...
That's fair.
...the basketball. What do you have at number 19?
I have Nui's at 19. I don't know. I didn't care about any of the fighting stuff that was happening in the beginning.
It's uncareaboutable, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just so poorly overwritten. And, like, this new character's power just... It reminds me of how important it is to have, like, tight power systems. Because if everybody has their own thing going on, it just gets too expansive.
Yep.
That was kind of both the beauty and downfall of Bleach Bankai's, is Bankai's all the same thing, but everyone's is totally different.
Yep.
Which worked until it didn't.
Yeah, which was kind of just a character saturation thing of, if there had only been like 10 Bankai's, would have been fine. But once we hit the 30, we're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, it's just there get to be too many of them. It's like, what did that guy do again? Mm-hmm. Is he ever going to be important again? No, he's not. I have Ultimate Exorcist Kyoshi at 19.
Fair.
It's just so overwrought and so cliche, and I've seen it so many times. And there's nothing exciting about it. What do you have at 18?
18 is where I put Astro Royale.
It's where I put Nui's. So.
Fair. I remember specifically sighing at the lawyer with the missile powers, which never got explained properly in the first place. It's like, well, they could also be actual missiles, too. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I put it at the bottom.
Yeah, but that hit me. I was like, you know, like, I don't ever remember you explaining your power. You just used it the first time.
They blow up time, Kevin.
Yeah, well, but that's what I meant. Like,
and she used them to blow up the present, which is what missiles do.
Yeah, I just remember she was like, she just, oh, don't worry, I got this, and then opened a window into the past without, like, any explanation. And I was like, and then we never got anything else, like... They explain to the characters what her power did and never the audience, which is the opposite of what you should do.
We're on 17, right?
Yeah.
I got Super Psychic Policeman JoJo here.
Gotcha.
I do kind of agree with you. I remember enjoying it. I enjoyed it more, but I don't remember any specific jokes now. So, and I agree with you. All the comedy ones have kind of weird endings. Mm-hmm. So what do you have at 16?
16 is where I put... Oh, no, that was my...
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I need to do 17.
Oh, I thought we were on. Sorry. Where are we?
Astro Royale was my 18.
Is your 18?
What was your 18?
Mine was Nui's Exorcist, which I thought I'd said.
You might have, and then I... After you, Nui's is my 17, which is Shinobi Undercover.
Yeah, it's not very good. It is a little bit better this week, just because it's all fight scene, and it's kind of okay.
Yeah.
But I still didn't enjoy it.
I didn't particularly like... Like, the one ninja trying to be like, oh, I need to copy you because that's how, like, you're best friends with the target.
I kind of did like that because at the beginning she's like, we're going to be best friends. And that's her mission. And she's like, how did you do it? And I like her, like, trying all these different things. And it was kind of funny for her to try to impersonate him. That's why I have to hire him. He's like, fair. How does this work for you?
I mean, I liked that. But, like, the fact that this guy also still has somebody in his head, I was like, doesn't she have somebody in her head that's probably telling her, like, you know, please, dear God, stop. I don't know why that works either, but it's clearly not going to.
Yeah.
What did you have at 17?
I had Super Psychic Policeman JoJo.
Gotcha.
17. So, what do you have at 16?
16 is where I put Yo-Kai Buster. I kind of liked Yo-Kai Buster with the...
The joke goes on for too long.
It does.
I also liked it. I have it a bit higher than you.
Because
like, the ending... like, we were talking about the endings being weird. This one is one I think kind of worked.
It was genuinely
funny. Like, but now you need, again, Gendo Ikari, because I've made you all into weird anime tropes.
Yep.
So we'll just make Kun your Gendo Ikari so that he doesn't have to be sacrificed.
Yeah, and I did like that, but I also, you know, they were like, wow, you're really passionate about this. He was like, it was bugging the shit out of me. You can't all be Ikari.
They could have all been Gendo Ikari, though. That would have been just as funny.
I definitely love him being like, you need some kind of character trait. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I don't like how tropey he makes them all, but like, it does work. Again, I have it higher. I don't know why I'm taking the other side of it. I have Shinobi Undercover here.
Gotcha. So.
What do you have at number 15?
15 is where I put Witch Watch. I didn't particularly care for...
Thing is, I didn't like it either, and I still have it higher, and I can't tell you why.
Yeah, man, that's fair.
Because I get what you mean. Like, the haiku bit, like, it's a little funny that she doesn't do haikus, and they're too modern. I think it's the joke about, yeah, I know a lot of archaic language, and it'd be like, I don't know that slang from 10 years ago counts as archaic. I think it's that joke.
Okay.
That actually put it so high for me.
That's fair. But it's also more of the fact that, like, you know, I mean, you know, these aren't haikus. It's like, you're still writing poetry, you're just not writing haikus. Like,
well, the Japanese take that very seriously, and she's got that overly serious traditional grandmother, so I got that.
I understand that, but, like, the exact same thing would happen if I were to do this shit. You know, oh, you can add extra syllables. No. I could write short-form poetry that this is, that sort of follows a haiku scheme, but then deviates from it. But
I mean, that's the joke.
I know. What did you have at 15? I don't think I...
You did not. That's where I have Yo-Kai Buster, so...
Okay.
What do you have at 14?
I have Ultimate Exorcist at 14. Yeah, it was very just troping. I was like, yeah, of course this is going to happen, but some of the attacks looked cool.
Yeah. Fair enough. I didn't even really think that. I don't know. Nothing in Ultimate Exorcist, like, really catches me visually.
Mm-hmm.
I have Mission Yozakura.
Gotcha.
At 14. It's, like, we've talked about it. It's like, oh, we're going to do the thing. Okay, well... I wish you would hurry up and do it instead of talking about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at 13?
13 is where I put Kill Blue.
That's also where I have Kill Blue.
Yep. I thought it was fine. You know, I like the fact that he's like, all right, I'll sacrifice myself to get you in there. I kind of liked I actually liked this bit where the guy's like, yeah, I can land the perfect counter. Only this guy's not giving me any opportunity to counter him. He's like, yep, that's exactly how an actual fight would go. If you're always looking for the perfect counter, you'll never find it if the person is actually good.
What do you have at number 12?
12 is where I put Undead Unluck.
Same again.
Yep, that was fine.
What do you have at 11?
11 is where I have Mission Yozakura. I liked a couple of the bits between the family, you know, like all of them being like up on the surface were Kengo dolls, except they weren't. They were like, no, Shion was real. Cause like, we knew if he was real, you would believe that all of us were there. And then it just cuts him going, need to hurry.
I have Witch Watch at 11.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 10?
10 is where I put Ichi the Witch.
Okay.
I'm liking where this is going to go. I like the, you know, the shoulder throw where the guy's like, that might have worked if I couldn't immediately sense that you were trying to dupe the shit out of me.
I have it a little higher. I'll talk about it then.
Fair.
I have Hakutaku at 10.
Okay.
I don't really like this new villain character. Villain is in heavy air quotes because it's Hakutaku, but I didn't really care for her. But I do. I'm still liking it. I do like the, well, let's go to a game jam. We'll have to make a game.
Yep.
Other new character is just nothing. He could become something, but he's nothing at this point.
That's fair.
Except for a good programmer. What do you have at 9?
9 is where I put Hima 10. I think it's
another really slow breath chapter. Yeah, yeah. I have it a little bit higher, but yeah, I was struggling if I put it too high when I ranked it.
No,
so.
That's fair. I liked a lot of it. I like the fact that, you know, he hasn't actually asked Kana out, and now the other girl is going to show up and has been like, ha, now I'm at their school. Time to go see if the boy I like is here.
Time to throw my boobs in his crush's face, which are the same size as hers because it's shonen manga, and so they're drawn the same way, but mine are coded as bigger. I have Hunter x Hunter at 9.
Gotcha.
Like I said, I didn't dislike it. It was just a novel. I think it took me 15 minutes to read Hunter x Hunter this week. That might be an exaggeration. It probably is, but it felt like it was.
Fair.
And it wasn't bad at the end, but I was like, oh man, that was really cool. So what do you have at 8?
8 is where I put the Elusive Samurai. I liked it. I had a good time with the you know, the stuff with her father, with him being like, what do you mean? I'm the Hojo heir. If this had happened 6 years ago, you would have been the most ecstatic person alive.
Yeah. Again, I'll get to it when I came up to it. Speaking of, I have Ichi the Witch at 8.
Okay.
I did like Ichi the Witch a lot. I put it higher than you.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of disliked I did not actually think he was going to turn on the Witches Association and start hunting witches.
Fair.
But I kind of wish that thread had been followed a little longer. But it just felt very convenient. It's like, okay, now the premise of the manga is I join your association and I go do what you tell me to. We've talked about before a lot that I don't really like manga with that structure. I don't mind there being a government body, but...
That's fair, but I'm also hoping because he's got these crazy senses that they will... And this is only hoping, but they'll hit I need you to go do this thing. No. What? No, you're trying to trick me. No.
And that will certainly happen, but I wish... I don't like how quickly it went the other way. Like, I would have liked it more if he was sort of like, no, I need to be independent, the way a lot of manga characters are.
Fair.
And he could have still been part of the association, but just like not trusting them or mm-hmm. not fully joining in.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 7?
7 is where I put Hunter x Hunter. Like I said, I liked it a bit more. I had fun reading the novel, intrigue novel.
That's where I have Himi 10. So.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 6?
6 is where I put Hakutaku. I liked the game jam stuff and the almost getting scammed to then actually get scammed, only it was the programmer who did. I sort of liked the bit where he was like, I got hit with so many spam messages it killed my phone's battery. Like, damn.
6 is where I put Elusive Samurai. Mm-hmm. I really like the stuff with the ghost dad and him talking about, like, yeah, you know, the more you like mortal stuff, the closer you are to being mortal. And the imagery of, like, after that, you know, the kind of the influence of the gods waned on this conflict.
Fair.
They didn't talk about their luck anymore. I like that bit. And then all just the like super jealous stuff of her like, no, I left her to our other female friend who I like and wanted to have a threesome with. We got to get this girl out of here.
Yep. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's very fun. What do you have at number 5?
5 is where I put Sakamoto Days.
Same. The action's very clear and very good.
Yeah,
so,
I liked it.
Well, I had a lot of critique about it. It still went very high.
Mm-hmm. I like the new character, so.
What do you have at number 4?
4 is where I put Kagurabachi. I thought it was really good. I really liked a lot of it. So, you know, I kind of like the guy being like, at the end where he's being stabbed, where he's been stabbed, he's like, man, I didn't even see what happened. Damn.
4 is where I have Blue Box.
Okay.
No more to say about that, I don't think. What do you have at number 3?
3 is where I put Akanabanashi.
Same. It's very dramatic. I was very critical of it when we were talking about it, but that still puts it very high because mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see what comes after this.
Fair.
Even if, like I said, I thought it was a bit overwrought.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 2?
2 is where I put One Piece.
Me as well.
It was good. I had a lot of fun with it.
Same. I want to keep going, but mm-hmm. There was nothing super memorable about this chapter, I don't think.
Yep.
People might remember that Nami lightning strike, but I hope she gets a better moment in this story.
I hope so,
it was just nice to have it here.
Yes, it was. And then I have Blue Box at number 1. Like I said, I really had a fun time with all the boys trying to cock block Taiyo. Taiki, sorry.
Yeah, Taiyo's from a different manga.
Yes.
I have Kagurabachi at number 1. I just really liked the art in the fight.
Fair.
I thought it was really impressive, and I wanted to reward that. I liked it more than One Piece, so.
Fair.
And One Piece was very good. Anything you want to say about Shonen Jump, Kevin?
Nope.
Well, speaking of very good art, it's not always clear. We read Berserk Volume 13, and we'll be back to talk about that after the break. So we read volume 13 of Berserk.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid, Kevin, we wouldn't have much to say about it, and I still kind of feel that way. It's really, really good. I feel like some moments of it are sort of oversold already to a general public who hasn't read it.
Yeah.
I see why it's really good.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's best manga of all time. I just think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But and this is sort of the climax of it. And everything I said last week still holds true. The art is still super intense.
Yep.
there's a nice bit of fresh air when they get out of the eclipse afterwards. Spoiler.
Yep.
But I don't really have much to say about it, if I'm being honest. The visuals are extremely striking.
Yes.
It's an incredibly quick read because of that, or a slow one if you really want to drink in the art. I'm just not that type of reader.
I did for some of it and not all of it. But
there were times I had to go back to be like, hey, did we see that happen? And oftentimes the answer was yes, but I had missed it.
Yeah, I had thought one of the commanders had died at the very beginning, and he hadn't. I guess it had been someone else. It was Gustav?
Gaston, probably.
Gaston, thank you. I was like, G something. I thought he had died immediately. I thought he was like the commander that died to show how serious it was, but he wasn't. He was still in this for a little bit. I think actually Pippin's the first one to go down.
He is, because he defends Casca.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't remember the guy who throws knives name.
Yeah. Something.
But he dies, and Gaston is last.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think it's really strong. The visuals are extremely striking. There's a lot that could be said about it, but I don't know that I'm the person.
Fair.
And then once you get out of the eclipse, it is by necessity a de-escalation.
Yep.
There is some stuff I like about it. Like the fact that Casca is not in the flash forward, so she could die, makes the risk at the end of this volume feel real.
Yes.
In a way that I think is very good, even though I know nothing happens to her. So it's like, maybe
yeah, but
could be better. But from an objective writing point of view, I think that's very effective.
Yes, it's very nice to, we know Guts is alive, so we know he makes it. But now we have that whole tension of, oh shit, the spirits found somebody else. Like, oh god, is Casca going to die?
I don't know how I feel about the exposition, because Berserk in the beginning is so anti-exposition to a degree. But I also was super critical of that, and I didn't feel like it sat very well. So I don't know what I feel about the Skull Knight being like, here's your deal now, bro. And by now I mean, here's what your deal was at the beginning of the manga, and will be for now from now on.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like that. I like the bit with Zod, where Zod sees that Guts made it out. Keep wanting to call him Berserk. I think I did at one point earlier.
You did last week. I don't know if you have yet this week.
But you see Guts made it out. When at first he was like super pissed at the Skull Knight. Then he's like, wait a minute, that guy lived? Hells yeah, let's do this shit. I want to fight that guy again.
I do like, he's like, oh man, as a token of that guy's good luck, let's not fight. And by good luck, I mean awful luck. He is so fucked.
But even he's like, good luck, bad luck? I don't know which of the two it is. He's still alive, so... But I did like, he was like, he made it out of he made it out of there. Damn. Because we had last week at the start, Zod was like, I don't give a shit about anything. Like, the Skull Knight shows up and Zod's like, I don't care about what, you know, I don't care about what those idiots are doing there. I just want to fight strong people like you.
Yeah, I think the Skull Knight bit's very cool. I like the idea of the Skull Knight as a character a lot. Like I said, I just don't know how I feel about this exposition at the end. And this is where I kind of lose the plot on Berserk, is this volume. I know some stuff that happens after this, but
yeah,
not really any details. So
I don't know much either after this.
So it could be that...
I know a little bit, but now I'm in a weird gap where I don't know exactly how it goes from... this to the back to where, like, back to past the Black Swordsman stuff. You know what I mean? When he's back with Puck, because it's like he meets up with, I want to say, a witch.
As you say, I know what some of the arcs are and what some of the villains are going forward, but that's kind of all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is where bits of the anime that I watched, which was the... I want to say most recent one, but I'm
like
not
2015-ish one?
Yeah.
With the CGI that nobody liked?
Mm-hmm. And where his sword sounded like somebody dropping a frying pan in an empty warehouse.
I think that's what I would sound like, I think. It's less a sword and more a heap of raw iron, Kevin, so.
Yeah, but it makes it sound like, it's very funny. I was like, that's the sound I hear when I hear him swinging his sword, which is funny because it's not a great... sound for is like he cut like he had this big iron sword that cut through this flesh monster and it made it sound like iron hitting concrete for
it
some
sounds
reason.
Like a baseball bat.
Yeah, it was like that. What? That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, that's what it sounds like in my head now, unfortunately. But yeah, not really much else to say either, because this is all just, it's a lot of art.
which is what all manga is, but this one more so, because there's so little dialogue, and there is a lot of story, but...
Like I think I said, we actually have a completely no dialogue chapter in here somewhere.
I don't know that we have any, because Guts is constantly saying stuff to himself. There might be one, but I think there might be one,
but there's definitely not a lot of dialogue, but I think there might have been one completely with nothing.
And you also have the four assholes mm-hmm. who are commenting on, like, oh, I wonder if they will call this the Age of Darkness when it is over, because
yep.
now Griffith is a cool Gotcha Man Power Rangers villain, mm-hmm. and that will destroy the world. And by destroy, I mean make it bad for a while.
I also like when the Skull Knight breaks through, he attacks Void, and Void creates
the brain shield portal thing, so that his only sword attacks himself.
Yep.
That's very well drawn. And the art in Berserk is beautiful, but most of it up till then is like very abstract horror things. That some of it's very deliberate, and you can tell exactly what's going on. But there's a lot of just like vague darkness going on. So like that little bit of combat being so specific and clear was very cool.
Yeah, and I like that, like, he's even got the shield ready for it, like he was expecting that shit.
Yeah. This is what this guy does every time I try to stab him.
Yep. He's like, I'm just distracting him by making him make the shield as I grab these two and then fucking just peace out. And I like that the other horsemen, or not the horsemen, the god hand, just kind of, like, sit there and watch it happen as he leaves. They're like, well, anyway.
It's like, wow, that was weird. I don't think anyone was gonna live.
Huh. They got out.
Anyway, Femto's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the club. I do kind of like, because like they literally none of them even move. Void is the only person who does anything, and that's just to prevent himself from getting brained.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to say about Berserk Volume 13, Kevin?
Nope.
All right. We will be back next week with Volume 14. Hopefully we'll have more to say about it.
Hopefully.
Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will for Mid-Air Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out our past episodes on Berserk or anything else we've covered, as well as my other podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. Is there anything you want to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everyone. Gotta stop.